Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The José Martí Cultural Association of the Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul, ACGMRS, revalidated its undisputed friendship with Cuba and condemned the U.S. blockade, which today is more than ever a threat to the island. Sources of the organization indicated that such solidarity and repudiation of the U.S. siege was made clear during a visit to the territory of Ambassador Adolfo Curbelo, chargé d'affaires of the Cuban embassy in the South American giant. During the meeting with the solidarity movement of that region, Curbelo thanked the expressions of support and affection towards his country and admitted the lack of some food and health supplies, but Cuba continues to defend its revolution with the participation and sacrifice of all. Dr. Tania Margarita Cruz Hernandez, First Deputy Minister of Public Health, bid farewell to the last group of Cuban collaborators who will provide medical assistance in Mexico. At the Central Unit of Medical Cooperation, Dr. Santiago Badia Gonzalez, Secretary General of the National Union of Health Workers, said that this brigade, made up of 61 professionals, is the 11th that will fulfill the commitment of sending specialists of the highest qualification to attend the brotherly Mexican people. Badia Gonzalez thanked the Mexican government for the trust placed in the health professionals and said that they are the foundation of cooperation that is expected to be strong, lasting, and sincere. Cuban collaborators of the Henry Reef International Contingent of Doctors specialized in situations of disasters and serious epidemics are in Turkey to contribute to saving lives and helping in the recovery of the victims of the devastating earthquake that affected the population of that country and Syria. The medical brigade is made up of 32 professionals, 28 men and 4 women. Of these, 20 are medical specialists and 11 are graduates, including nurses, epidemiologists, and service personnel. The Children's Hospital, Dr. Juan de la Cruz Martinez and Dr. Antonio Maria Vegas, in the city of Santiago de Cuba, received last Sunday a donation of powdered milk and medicines made by Bridges of Love Project and the Code Pink organization. The donation is part of the actions to help the Caribbean island and end the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba. Activist Medea Benjamin said she was ashamed of the U.S. government's policy of asphyxiation against Cuba, as well as the campaign to defame the humanist work carried out by Cuban doctors in other parts of the world. Removing Cuba from the list of sponsors of terrorism, where it was unfairly included, will open up opportunities for better relations that will benefit both the island and the United States, said an article published on the website of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft by academic William Leo Grande. The text entitled "It's Time to Take Cuba Off the Terror List" pointed out that the impact on risk managers at global financial institutions is devastating. Within weeks of Cuba being put back on the terrorist list, 45 international banks and financial institutions stopped doing business with the island. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.